going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming, beaming beat. Stronger than ever before.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts
PXY Mornings. My name is Moose. That's Breezy. Intern Joe, welcome to the show. Thank you guys for tuning in. You can stream us live on that free Odyssey app. 65 for the high today, and then a chance of like hail and snow probably by later. So,
not me heading to Bristol Mountain. Yeah.
What is the one thing about you that you didn't know you loved until it was absolutely gone? I think so many of us take for granted the things that we have, and maybe some of those things can be our features.
Well, yeah, I'm thinking like for your actual body, like the human body is such a beautiful being. Like there's so many cool things about it that we take for granted. Like it can be something as basic as like all 5 or 10 fingers and 10 toes. Like if you lose a finger, if you lose a toe, like my pinky doesn't mean much to me now, but if I were to lose it, all I would want is my pinky back.
One of the things when I think back that I miss the most about me is, it's tough, but I took for granted my abs, and I don't really have those as much anymore.
You literally never had them, so.
Yeah, I was going to say when.
He's like, when I was 2 days old, so. Came out of the womb absolutely ripped.
Shredded to the teeth.
You know, sometimes when I leave this show, I beat myself up, and I wonder where it comes from, and now I'm getting a lot of answers.
I'm going to miss you so much, Joe. But I was thinking about this because obviously I've gone through a pretty significant transformation journey when it comes to the weight loss that I have endured over the last year. And for the most part, it's been all positive. It really has been. And I feel great and I look great and all of the things are great.
But you took for granted the weight.
No, not the weight. No. The only thing I took for granted was like, now I'm cold all the time. But either or, I took for granted the fact that in this journey, and if anyone else has gone through a similar journey where you lost a significant amount of weight, there are things that coincide with that journey that you never saw coming or anticipated.
Okay.
So in this time for the past, like I would say 6 months, I've been losing, excuse me, so much of my hair. My hair is like falling out.
Really?
Yes. Mm. So And the reason that's happening is because I'm losing so much weight in, you know, some would say quickly, some would say it's a healthy like time frame. But when you lose a significant amount of weight, your body's out of whack because it's trying to figure out like where you are, where you're supposed to be. Your diet's obviously changing, so your nutrients are changing, and your hair isn't healthy and it's literally falling out. Like clumps in the shower. And I, for most of my life, have had pretty like thick hair. Mm. And with the hair shedding and the hair loss, it has obviously thinned a lot. But since I started with such a thick basis, it's not like there's like blotches and patches of missing hair, but I can feel it and I can see it. And I can only wear my hair a certain way because if I wear it like pin straight, it's literally translucent. You can see it's translucent.
Well, there's still a silver lining here. I mean, the positive is you're saving money.
What? How so?
You don't have to pay for Brazilian waxes and stuff.
Not that hair, you idiot. My hair on my head. I still have to get Brazilian waxes.
Oh,
I see. Still $50 a pop. I just got one yesterday. Thank you so much. But I'm going this afternoon. I'm going to a 5-hour appointment.
5 hours,
Breeze?
5 hours. What are they doing it exactly?
It's like a scalp, like consultation, revitalization moment.
You're getting plugs. You're getting plugs. That's what this is. They're gonna basically staple a bunch of ant legs to your head. It's gonna be beautiful.
Oh my gosh! But I'm telling you right now, everything in life, when there's good, there's bad that comes with it too. When there's bad, there's good with that comes with it, and you can't have the good without the bad, and you can't have the bad without the good.
No, I've always had a really nice full head of hair, and I think I still do. I just can't tell if I'm getting a little bit of a receding hairline. Does it look like I am?
I can't tell. You're wearing a hat.
Well, hold on a second. Breeze, give me your honest opinion here. How does my hair look? Do I have a receding hairline anywhere? Like if I do a comb over, does it look like I do?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I also like receding hairlines are not my friend. I don't understand them.
Do women have trouble with that too? Receding hairlines?
Sometimes,
yes. Yeah. My cousin recently texted me and was like, why am I balding? And my friend as well. But that's the worry, right? And I feel like the reason I'm talking about this is because, well, one, it's vulnerable for me. And two, I feel like men deal with hair loss a lot more than women. Yeah, and I mean, I've seen the guys on the plane to, what do they go? They go to Turkey and
Turkey,
they get the plugs and the hair transplants and they all come back with bandages around their head. The whole plane is filled with guys who got a $6,000 surgery. But I mean, it's a trigger thing. Like it's very self-conscious triggering for men too.
Especially for men. And I hear it's not typically your dad's side. A lot of hair loss comes from, you have to look at your mother's father. That's
really?
Where it comes from.
Why is that?
That's just, it's a genetic thing. But I had a buddy at 23 lost all his hair. He had to shave his head. At 23.
That's insane.
I had a friend who, same thing. And my uncle just, he's 36, 37. He just committed to the bit. And now he kind of looks like Mr. Clean because he takes an electric razor to his head. He's just like,
wow, man. That's the one thing I would be devastated if I lost these beautiful, just these locks.
This thick Italian hair.
You know what I mean? I would be devastated.
But it poses the question, right? It's like, do you fully commit to the bit like your uncle and just go full-fledged shave? Or do you do the weird toupee comb over and hang on to the last strand that you have and make it go the miles that it
I know
you think it can.
Right. It's
I feel guilty. I feel like sometimes I wear a hat too much, especially on the show, because I don't wanna put the time and effort in the morning.
Right.
You know what I mean? Before I come here.
Right.
But I just, you know,
if you got it, flaunt it.
Yeah, if you got it, why not?
So I'll keep you guys posted with my hair transplant that I'm getting later today. But
and how much is that?
I'm not sure. Didn't ask.
You have no idea how much it's going to cost you.
You might want to know that, actually.
You know it's going to be, for a 5-hour procedure, it's got to be hundreds, right?
We'll find out when we get there.
Oh, you're making the big bucks now. You don't even care to ask. Wow, that's nice. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. I don't know how many of you also right now, especially with the nice weather yesterday, I was getting killed with allergies. And I know you too. Breezy is trying to currently shovel her eyeballs out with two cold spoons.
No, I literally have them right here. They're soaking in ice. It's, guys, I don't know what to do at this point because...
Pop a Claritin.
The allergies are... Does it actually help?
For me, it does.
Or am I being very stubborn?
It's like an antihistamine. You pop that. It's supposed to last 24 hours. Typically, for some people, it doesn't. But the one thing I hated doing growing up is from the time I was 6 or 7, all the way up until my freshman year of high school, I'd have to go every week to my doctor's office and get 2 shots in each arm for my allergies.
My brother did too.
It was terrible.
Which is insane. Like, how are we here in Western modern day medicine where that's still a thing? You have to get it weekly. That's nuts. But if you didn't get it, you wouldn't be able to breathe. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing.
And I think as the weather's turning, or trying to turn, I should say, it was 80 yesterday and it's probably going to snow today. Who knows? But don't quote me on that. It's not factual. But I mean, it comes with the season changing and your allergies at peak involvement. And honestly, like...
What are you allergic to? Have you ever been tested?
That's the thing. It's like, I have been tested. I've been allergy tested twice. Once when I was in middle school and once...
Well, that was a long time ago.
2 years ago, maybe? Because I had to do it before my nose surgery.
Well, I'm sure pollen's on that list, right?
But like...
Because they were trying to figure out why you had a deviated septum. And yeah. Does anybody else struggle horribly with allergies this time of the year? Because May's creeping up on us, and everything is just floating in the air.
And what's
the flowers and trees are blooming.
What's your remedy?
Like, yeah.
How do you combat it? Because I get, the Claritin and all that stuff. My girlfriend had to put eye drops in my eyes last night. I didn't even know that was a thing. Like, allergy eye drops. I know eye drops are a thing, obviously. But, yeah, and then you and her are like, stop touching your eyes, stop rubbing your eyes. I can't. It's like when you tell me to stop doing something, especially something that releases tension, I'm like, I have to do it. I have to.
I love some of the people that weigh in that try and one-up you. One person just wrote, if you think that's bad, try having a gluten allergy. I can't have any type of bread.
Okay.
That's rough.
Yeah, that's really rough.
We feel for you wholeheartedly.
I just raw dog my allergies. I'm like... Well, my eyes itch.
You
don't
get a
touch
medal
them.
For that, Joe.
No, I'm not saying it's good.
Raina says, I absolutely recommend Claritin. That's the best one, but I would consider allergy shots or drops. Yeah, I mean, the allergy shots, I would never want to go back to that. It did help a lot growing up, but I would never want to go back to that.
Yeah.
As soon as it got warm out, that's it. My throat... was scratchy, itchy, eyes are watering. And that's the same thing that happens now if I'm in a room with a cat.
Was it all year round or just during like
allergy
peak
season?
Okay.
Not all year round. That would be awful.
That would be crazy. But I don't know, you guys. It's tough. This person says, I'm allergic to 75 to 80% of the things that they test you for the allergist. So I get shots because I'm currently taking... 4 brands of different allergy pills a day.
Oh, my Lord.
Plus nasal spray just to survive. Hopefully the shots will take care of business and I won't need all of the pills. Also, the pills on vitamin C are a really good suppressor for allergies as well. It doesn't completely cure them, but it does help suppress them for quite a bit without allergy medicine. At least it works for me and my kids.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm a big fan of Benadryl. It's a great antihistamine that works, but I think it makes you super drowsy.
Yeah, it's like you can't have allergies if you're just unconscious.
So true, Joe.
Yeah, that's right.
So true. The truest words you've ever spoken.
Also, Allegra makes a really good nasal spray. So if you get really bad symptoms when the pollen count is super high, you could just pop that in your nose. Give it a couple squirts. You're all good to go. That's my personal advice.
I don't want to stick anything up my nose anymore because of everything I went through.
All right. Well, you're not cramming it up into your brain. You know, you're not doing a lobotomy here. Just give it a little squirty squirt.
My biggest fear is like sticking something up there and like re-fracturing my septum.
And I started doing this. So back when I was in California and didn't have central air, I would stick my head in the freezer every single night to cool off. But also when you're sick, it clears your sinuses. I know it was terrible. I once put a bag of frozen peas on my face and fell asleep with it and waterboarded myself in the middle of the night because the temp in my apartment got up to 84, 85 degrees. It was awful, you guys. But I noticed
real.
Last night I was a little congested. I stuck my head in the freezer for like a minute and a half before bed. I slept great. It's a little tips and tricks for you.
I just do the vapor rub in the hot shower. That'll clear you out.
Yeah. You getting sweet peas shoved up your nostrils is crazy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. Try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
This is a segment where we take several minutes to pretend there's no FCC and we just clear the air. Let's get the elephant out of the room this Friday morning. 585-252-9800 if you got a hot take or unpopular opinion like our girl Heather this morning, who wrote in first and says it makes no sense that casual jobs like retail or fast food still require interviews. Really? I need an interview to flip burgers or fold clothes? It's so funny there I said it. Really? Yes, Heather, you need an interview. Do you not have the internet?
Also,
do you see some of these idiots making your food? Let's piss in the chili. It's going to be funny. Like, give me a break.
I mean, I don't know if you can spot that in an interview, but yeah, I know what you mean.
I'm just saying, I'm pissed.
He goes, screw you, Heather. I'm like, wow, Friday vibes are high.
All right. Who else is here?
This person says, they did not tag their name, and I respect it, honestly. This might be in the minority, but I am with Breezy with her hatred for showering. They're not relaxing, they're not fun, and I don't feel better after doing them. There, I said it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just weird.
I know.
Just shower.
I mean, whatever.
That's going to be sexy when you meet someone on a first date.
Yesterday. Yeah.
What are some things you enjoy? What are some things you don't like? First of all, I do not shower. I hate it.
It's the worst.
It's the worst.
What if we actually did that, though? What if we actually went on dates and led with our misfortunes?
Well, you do that now.
We'd all be
single. Yeah, you do that much now that you're older, you know? What are some of your traumas?
Fully. Mine for today is this. I think that we overuse and misuse the word brave. You're not brave for posting an unfiltered picture of yourself on Instagram. There, I said it. You're not brave for not covering up your acne scars. There, you're so brave.
You're not. You know what's brave?
You're so brave. Going the front lines. Free.
Yes.
In war. That's brave. It's so brave
of you.
You're
so brave to cry on Instagram. Like, enough with the bravery. All right. If that's brave, I don't want to be brave. Okay.
All right. Who said it? There's no name here, but they said putting a fart exhaust on your Toyota Corolla doesn't make it appealing. It's still a Toyota, you child, and no woman wants to sleep with you. There, I said it.
Someone's got a strong opinion.
They're pissed.
What if it was a Toyota Corolla, but it was all electric? Would you sleep with him then because it was quiet?
And they're saving the planet.
Yeah, that's attractive.
That's hot.
So why is he putting an exhaust on it?
That's these are the hard-hitting questions, Joe.
Joe, you're always one step ahead, buddy. That's why we love
you.
Listen, you'd be surprised. When I got my first car, it's the first thing I did was put a big chrome exhaust on the back of it. And it was a Chevy Blazer.
Yeah, but that still has an engine.
I understand.
Yeah. Speaking of being one step ahead, you said you've had your... There, I said it's locked and loaded for like 3 days now. So go ahead with yours. Thank you very much.
If you're working for a company or if you're sending a few sentences via text, you need to use punctuation and capitalization.
No, you don't.
I can't keep reading blocks of text in all lowercase with no punctuation.
This is a personal attack on us.
I need to see where one thought ends and the next one begins, okay?
Who's us? This is a you thing. I agree with him.
This is me calling out the guy who does maintenance at my apartment complex because he doesn't know what the hell a period is.
Tell me you're triggered without telling me you're triggered.
You know what's really unprofessional? The people who send an email that it's supposed to come off professional, but they use nothing but exclamation points.
That's literally me.
And purple text.
That's
literally me.
Amy,
I just won't send the email.
Let's go over to Amy.
Screw you guys.
Hot take this morning. Parking in a expectant mother parking space for a couple minutes to run into the store is not the end of the world, especially if you're only like 4 to 5 months pregnant. People need to chill there. I said it. Yeah, but these spaces are intended to make it easier for pregnant individuals, Amy. Right? That's what it is. Not because you want to run in really quick to purchase a case of cigs.
The expected mother's parking is like a dime a dozen. Like they're not, I guess that's the wrong phrase, but they're not everywhere. They're not.
That's why when you have one, like at Wegmans and there's one left, you should just save it for the person who needs it.
Right.
It's not like using a handicap stall in the bathroom because we all do that.
Why?
It's different.
Why is it that we are so inclined to use a handicap stall, but we would be literally cut out at the knees if we parked in a handicapped space? There's no difference in my opinion.
Yes, there is, because the chances of you using that stall and then someone rolling in there with a wheelchair is slim. Yeah, it happened to me. It did happen to me one time.
So here's the thing. Also, if you're in the bathroom, you're there for what? 10 minutes? If you're in the parking spot,
depends
who knows how long
I ate
you're there.
That day, to be honest.
10 minutes? What are you doing in there? Takes me like 2.5.
I know. Maybe. I'm saying the long stretch is 10.
Let's go over to Dan. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Happy Friday. Happy Friday to you, buddy. I said it once and I will continue to say it. The most successful people in the world are the ones who are homeschooled. There, I said it.
Sorry.
Homeschool your kids. They will make better employees. Okay.
Will they?
No, they have no
often
social
not adjusted,
skills.
I was going to say, they're often not adjusted to society.
I dated a homeschool girl once. Weird.
Really?
Yeah.
How long?
How long did I date her?
Yeah.
How long was she homeschooled? 2 years.
So that worked out. That's a long relationship.
Didn't work out. We're
didn't
not together.
Work out.
Anything
together.
After 6 months is working out.
I mean, she cheated on me, so it didn't work out.
I don't want to go into your trauma again.
No, let's unpack that. this person says, I hate when people can't stay in their own lane while driving. Also, my boss is a beep. There, I said it.
Yeah.
All right.
You tell
him. Julio.
I don't think I could ever date a woman who doesn't read, you guys. Like, it screams, I'm a child and I hate books. And we all know knowledge is power. So
you're saying this is yours?
Yeah.
You can't read.
What?
We all can't read.
That's why he needs a woman who can.